want to make sure.
What is breath all over me?
Well, we all know that.
I don't know that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She can. Can't wait. Just wait. Ann came to work there, and nobody else knew. I know that even Nell said that she goes on all the her advance trips. She always did the advance trips when the wasn't there.
Well, no, I don't know that. I don't know.
I know that.
You know that to be a fact?
I don't think Nell would lie to me about that. And then I know that when they went to Russia, okay, she was doing advance for this Russia trip. That they had gone on this trip. It was last year, actually. It was right after I got fired that he went somewhere. I forget where he went. He went to Japan and then she came home and he went to Russia and advanced the Russia part of the trip. And she had asked Nell to go out with her somewhere because she didn't want to go alone because it's unsafe.
Who asked? Okay, all right. Mm-hmm.
And then when he came, he said, oh, I hear, you know, you took out so that she could go somewhere so she wouldn't be unsafe.
So what's wrong with that? Oh, because that means Catherine told him?
Exactly.
Well, I'm not, I don't doubt that they have a dialogue. I mean, she just seemed totally romantically disinterested. I mean, I never saw anything. Yes. You know, but. So what were these pictures you saw that freaked you out?
It just, no, I mean, it was just, you know, like chum pictures that Ashley had.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and.
Oh, you mean jumbos?
No. Like pictures, Ashley and her friend Lisa were walking in the OELB, and they saw the creep, so they shook hands and took a picture with him.
Yeah.
He was walking with.
Oh. When was this?
In August.
Did you ask Ashley where she is now, or why she was there, or what's going on?
Oh, you know how she is. I said, oh, I thought she was gone. I said, what was she doing there? I thought she left. And she goes, yeah, she did leave. I said, I thought she left a long time ago. She goes, yeah, you're right. I don't know. Anyway, didn't you read in that, it was like one of the books or something?
Remember, I've read none of the books.
Okay, or whatever said that the used to come by his office every day after the run when there. And he didn't work there anymore. Gee, lo and behold, he didn't come by anymore.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Wrote that?
Yes.
In what book? Did he write a book?
No, I don't know if it was his book or it was one of the articles.
Look, you have always said that you know you're not the only girlfriend.
I know, but it's like, I know, and then...
Go ahead.
It's one thing to know it, and then it's one thing to know it.
I know.
I mean.
I know.
And then I just feel like, this is what I don't understand. I just... Why is it okay for everyone else?
I don't know.
She's not much older than I am.
No, she's not. But she's not there anymore either.
But she was there through the election. She was there the whole time.
Well, I would like to know what she sprung to from this.
You know?
I'd like to know what kind of salary she's commanding now. Because let me tell you, she was about as sharp as a marble. I mean, this was not known to be particularly bright, okay? So, I'd be very interested if she parlayed her little advance work into some six-figure salary, then we'll know. You know, I'm afraid if you let him get you a job in New York when you still have unresolved feelings of unfair and unjust treatment, that this isn't going to be the solution. And here's why. I mean, you now have proof that she has access. She gets in, she's with him. You know, why? And why not you? And why is allowed to, you know, prance all around the West Wing looking like a Kmart hooker and you're not. I mean, I just, I'm playing devil's advocate here because I don't want you to freak out when you get to New York and say, I turned my whole life upside down to accommodate his goddamn needs.
Well, but he wasn't going to accommodate my needs. He wasn't going to get me, it's been a year, and he hasn't done it, you know?
What do you mean a year?
What I mean is, I mean, we've been working on trying to get me a job there for a year.
It has not been a year.
It's been almost a year. It's been 10 months, 10 and a half months. First time I ever said anything to him was January 8th.
On the phone?
Uh-huh.
Well, but he's the one that said he'd get you right back there right after the election.
Right.
Have you ever had a conversation with him about these things? By that I mean, you know, others are allowed to stay and I'm not.
I don't know.
You don't remember?
I think I screamed it last time, but I don't think I got any response.
Oh.
I mean, I think it's fair for me to say, you know, I need you to answer this question for me.
Well, he's never going to admit he had a fling with him. I'll promise you that. He's not.
He won't admit it with her. He won't admit it with anybody.
Well, he admitted it to me. So...
when did she admit it to you? Will you tell, please?
She told me, first of all, tried very hard to be my friend when I was there. But remember, it was because I was in the Oval. I knew what I was doing. She didn't have a clue. I told you that thing about... right?
Right.
And that was just so typical of... And at the time, she had not developed her own identity there. She was very much an outsider, sort of sitting out there. And wouldn't let her in. It was just... you know, she was pathetic. And at one point, I just said, well... are you from Arkansas or what? And she said, well, no, I'm from... And I said, well, how'd you end up here? And she told me that she'd been a... I don't know what it was, but during the campaign, and she got to know the governor really well, and she told him toward the end of the campaign that if he won, she wanted to come to Washington and have a high-visibility, low-responsibility job. And he promised her that he would make that happen. And she said, so here I am. And so this went on and on. She was more and more frustrated because she had no access to him. She was right in the West Wing, and she had no access. And she would bitch and moan that Nancy, you know, wouldn't let her in, and, you know, this buffer zone was not allowing her in, and blah, blah, blah. And early days, it was probably 3 months into the administration, she just came up to me and said, I won. And I said, what'd you do? And she said, I just told them flat out they weren't letting me in. I wasn't going to stand for it. She said, I have my 20 minutes every morning now. And I made some comment like, for what? And she said, you figure it out. I said, I don't want to hear anymore. And she said, well, I didn't come here for anything less. So, and she made other comments too. And then she came over and was talking to me without the guys. And she had a real thing for him, just couldn't stand. So she'd say, you know, she'd make comments that you'd have to be half, you know, dumb and dumber not to get what she was saying.
You know, she was the only one not invited to the birthday party, like 2 years ago.
Well, it wouldn't surprise me necessarily. But you can't, I don't want you getting upset like this.
Well, I can't help it.
But Monica, whatever he feels for you really has nothing to do with anybody else anyway.
Well, yeah, it does, because...
what?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think he can be magnanimous. It's not in him. He admitted as much to you. He tries. Did I say magnanimous?
You mean monogamous?
Yes.
He's not even
very
with
tired.
Me, though. That's the whole point. It's just like, why not me, but you're with them?
Well, maybe he's being good all the way around. Maybe his little calendar's just chock full of little dates. He's been good now. Do you see what I'm saying?
I don't know. Why did you get to go back there?
Oh, well, you know, I cannot assume just because she went back there, every time she goes back there, she's giving him a... Come on, even she can't be that stupid.
You don't think that something was sensed what would provoke Nancy to say, I can't believe she's going back there with the whole Paula Jones thing going on?
I think her going in there and shutting the door and staying in there for any length of time would prompt Nancy to say that, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, Nancy, I don't know what their relationship is now, but Nancy was not a fan back then. She you could tell that her instant danger radar went up whenever was around. She was always very gracious to her, but her guard was way up. But I mean, who knows? We don't know if he has 5 in the West Wing, 2 in the East Wing, and 1 in each city. We don't know anything. All we do know is he had something with you for all this time, and he cares enough about you to justify in his mind what he's doing and help you out. But he's too scared to bring you back into the White House. That's the bottom line. Why? I think it has to do with the age. It really does have to do with the age. He even horrified himself. He had rational moments like, holy, what am I doing? If this ever got out, if they think that one's bad, what would they ever do to me with this one? Married. She's an over the hill.
She's not over the hill.
Well, okay, she's 50.
I know, but I mean, she's.
I know.
She's a knockout. She's,
in your opinion, okay. I think she looks like she walks straight out of Walmart, but.
I don't know. Maybe you haven't seen her lately. She don't dress like she comes straight out of Walmart.
No, she doesn't. That doesn't mean a thing. So she buys all her clothes. She buys all St. John's. So what? She buys them because they're expensive and they're knit. And they cling to her silicone tits. I don't know. All I know is that I don't believe all you do, like about anything like that. I went to the party.
I didn't go.
What?
I didn't go because, oh, Ashley's so mad at me. I don't even care.
What happened?
Okay, the party we weren't supposed to go is like, you're supposed to come after 9. So Ashley's like, well, we'll go around 9:30. I'm like, okay, fine. So I went over there at 9, and the other girl who was supposed to go with us didn't show up until 10:30. I'm like, well, I'm tired, you know? I don't want to show up all the way to a party now.
Yeah.
And I was in a bad mood, and I was like, you know what? Why should I force myself to go? I mean, this is so stupid. Why should I force myself to go to a party? I'm tired. I don't feel like going. I don't know why I didn't, like, think about it more before, but until I got to Ashley's house, I was like, there are going to be a million people there that I don't like.
Really?
That are, like, Ledge of Fears people.
Oh.
It'll make me totally uncomfortable, you know? So then she was like, well, we'll take 2 cars. You can leave when you want to. And I'm like, okay. And then Teresa starts to tell where it is, and I'm like, I have no clue where this place is.
No.
You know? I'm like, forget it.
Was she angry?
Yes.
What'd she say?
I think she was just pissed off. I was like, I don't, you know what, I don't care. It's not my fault the other girl was like an hour late, you know?
Did you show her that you were annoyed at those pictures?
Mildly.
But did she say anything?
No, I don't think she knew.
Okay. Because, you know, it doesn't accomplish anything.
I know. I understand that.
I know.
The rationale. I understand. And I just feel, Linda, I'm just confused. And just in the big picture of it, I'm just confused. You know,
You're questioning his...
Just, it's not him as much. I'm just questioning the whole experience. I'm like, why did I have to go through this? Why has every time I've tried to walk away from it, you know, I mean, like, made the ultimatum, it comes out so that I'm still in this stupid thing?
I know.
You know, I'm like, I don't understand it. What am I supposed to learn? What is it that I'm supposed to gain? I don't feel any better about myself. I don't have more feelings of self-worth or more self-esteem.
Well, the you-know-what of the you-know-what found you awfully attractive.
But big deal.
I mean...
He finds anybody attractive.
Oh, that's not true.
It is true. I guarantee you that given the opportunity with anybody, he'd let anybody... I mean, it's serious, you know? I mean, it just...
Well, I'd believe that if you were a one-time deal. But look how long that went on. I mean, yeah, he had bouts of conscience and tried to, you know. Sometimes we don't learn what it is we're supposed to have learned until a long time later. I mean, maybe you were supposed to have this experience because nothing after this is going to be worse.
It probably will be. I didn't think anything after Andy could be worse. And this has been worse. This has been worse. This has been more pain.
This has been a lot of pain. But I think the greatest portion of the pain has been in the lack of continual contact with the, I'll have you right back after the election, just like that. And so you kept waiting for finite goals to occur.
I mean, he still doesn't even know that I counted the days until the election. I had in my little organizer, you know, 199, 98,
yeah.
97.
Because you really believed him.
I did.
Of course.
Sorry.
I look at this. No, I look at this and say, if nothing else, I want you to get a kick-ass
I know.
Job out
of it. I understand that, and that works for you. Do you see what I mean?
I can't stand the thought of you walking out of there with nothing.
Well, I know, and I need to because I have to get out of here. I have to get a decent job, or I have a decent salary, you know. But and I just know with time that time and distance are the only things that are going to help me.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah. I did a rotten thing today.
What?
I called Andy.
What?
I know. Don't ask me why, because I have no idea.
Because you're a glutton for punishment.
Probably.
So what did that accomplish?
Nothing, I just like really realized that he's just such a disgusting, I don't know. I don't even know how I could have ever cared about him.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he talk?
Yeah, I mean, it was just this, he was scared, and I enjoyed that. Isn't that disgusting? I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I laughed it up that he was so scared.
How could you tell?
I could just tell in his voice.
Was she there?
No.
So who was he scared of?
He's just scared because, you know what? Because he has worked out, they've worked everything out.
Really?
I'm sure. I mean, I didn't ask him.
Yeah.
You know?
So, what did he have to say for himself?
Nothing. Nothing really.
No?
He just, like, I called and he answered the phone and I said, is Kate there? And he said, no, can I take a message? And I said, it's Monica. And I said, I just wanted to know really how the kids were and how you guys are doing.
And what did he say?
He's like, they're fine. We're fine. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, and then he was like, well, how are you? And I'm like, I'm okay. I'm like, I might be moving to New York. And he goes, oh, change of job? And I said, yes.
Did he know?
Yeah.
He knew about the president?
Mm-hmm.
You're kidding?
No.
So did he ask any questions about that?
No. You know what? I don't think he believed me.
You don't think he believed you?
Nope.
Well, he doesn't know you very well, does he?
Oh, are you kidding? No, the funniest of all of these was my friend Jason, who, of course, I didn't tell, but who was always saying to me, who was always making jokes about, oh, I bet you're trying to da-da-da, whatever, with the president, da-da-da-da. And I'm like, well, what if I have Jason? He's like, oh, yeah, right. He's like, Monica, if you had, you would have told everybody.
Little does he know.
And he's like, yeah, if I know one thing about you. I'm like, okay, whatever, Jay.
Yeah, well, that is, let's face it, it's pretty unbelievable.
No, I know.
I mean...
No, I know.
Not because of you so much, just because of the age difference.
So, although interesting how my dad didn't even seem to think so. I think he knows. I think he knew just by the way.
I do too.
Just by the way he was looking at me that day.
But you know, I think he probably has a perverse pride in it.
Yeah.
Because, let's face it, he is, as you said, you keep drawing my attention to the fact that he's normal. And we're not anymore. We just become, it's just a familiarity. When you spend a lot of time around someone at that level, you do not see it the same way other people do.
Yeah.
So, but I don't think he'll ever ask you, and I think that'll go away. So Andy was scared. Well, I'm glad to hear it. The shock.
So then I said, well, okay, fine. He goes, well, do you want me to have Kate call you back?
What?
And I said, why? He said, well, you called for her. And I said, what? I said, no. I said, is Kate there? Because I didn't want to talk to you if she was there. And he said, what? And I said, so I, like, I had to explain it again. I'm like, I don't want to talk to her. I'm like, after the cards she sent back to me, I don't think so. And he's like, what are you talking about? And I'm like, do you remember the last time I talked to you? He goes, yeah. And I said, remember how Kate sent me those cards back? He goes, yeah. I said, well, I haven't talked to her since, and I don't plan to. You know? And I said, I didn't want to talk to you if she was there. He's like, oh, I get it. I'm like, okay, well, bye. And he's like, well, that's it. And then my phone clicks, and I go, yep, bye.
Oh, no way.
Yep. I don't know. You know what? There was no remorse in his voice.
He's scared. They're all, you know what? They get scared, and they...
I know. It was really fun, though.
To mush, because he was scared. Because he knew you have the capability of screwing up his life. What are his kids' names? Oh, that's right. You know what? Maybe that was good. You needed to do that. Get that out of your system.
Oh, yeah. But I was so mad. I forgot to, like, say to him the one thing I wanted to say.
Well, you usually do.
I know. Which was, like, calling him because he said he was going to send me some letter, and he never did.
He's not worth it.
I hate him.
Just
should have asked him if his hair was so long, like a... And tell him that he looks like Ellen DeGeneres. It's true. He does.
I basically can't remember what he looks like, except I didn't think he was so great.
You know what I was thinking this afternoon, too? It's like, you know, it's so weird that when I was younger, it was such a big deal. Like, losing your... Who do you lose your... to? And, oh, my God, it's such a big deal. Blah, 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 blah. And now, it's like, big deal.
Well...
No.
That's why when you start, you generally continue.
Yeah.
You sort of cross the great divide.
Yeah.
It's just weird. Go to bed. And let's not freak out about anything until you will speak to him, because he will have to give you an update.
Probably, I imagine, okay, I would like it to be this week. Knowing him, it'll probably be next week, like towards the end of next week. You know, when it comes close to the deadline of what it's supposed to be, and he'll call me with, oh, I don't know what, some excuse or something.
But he knows you have to give notice.
Right.
So, I don't see how that can be. If you want to be done by the 1st of November.
No, not done, but give my notice.
Oh, I see. In any event, when he contacts you, you might see how it is and see if you want to bring anything up.
Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I don't want to be mean to him, but I also don't want to be that nice. You know, like,
you know what? Maybe something good to say would be, you know, I understand the difficulties that bringing me back would have, you know, caused, and I know that there was concern about that. But understand that it's very difficult for me to see, and name them. You have enough of a close relationship with him that you should damn well be able to do that.
I have named them, and he just laughs them off.
He laughs them off?
Uh-huh.
Well,
I don't know. It's just ridiculous. It's just all stupid. You know what it is? What it is that it all makes me feel like what he's really saying to himself and, like, trying to express to me is, I just don't like you enough. I don't like you as much as I like the other ones. So I made a mistake. I thought maybe I would like you, but I don't like you.
Where are you getting this?
I don't know, it's just how I feel.
That's because you have no self-esteem.
But then he also said on the phone, you know, and I was going to tell him in person, and I forgot, I was going to make him take it back. He said to me, if I had known what kind of person you really were, I wouldn't have gotten involved with you.
What does that mean? What kind of person are you?
Because he said, he was, when he was yelling at me, he said, oh, I remember, you said, oh, well, if you just want to stop doing this, I'll be no trouble.
Oh.
And that was what started me, and I said, you f***ing tell me when I've caused you trouble. I said, you don't know trouble.
Man, he should be thanking his lucky stars. You are the farthest thing from trouble he's ever had.
But so that's what he said. If I'd known you were going to get crazy like this or something, all right, he didn't say crazy, but if I'd known you were going to be like this, I never would have gotten involved with you. That was a very nice thing to say, I thought.
Well, he vacillates. One time he's a lover, next day he's a father. You know what I mean? That's something a father would say. You know, like chastising his errant daughter. That's just his way of getting out of it. He's just trying to figure out, he's giving you back as good as you're giving, yelling and screaming in this controlled way.
But the fact that, let's see, he doesn't have anything to yell and scream about.
He's yelling and screaming because you are making this an issue.
Well, it is an issue.
Of course it is. But it's only an issue for him when you raise it.
You know what I should have said, Linda? And I've been thinking, had it not been 2:30, 4 o'clock in the morning, I should have said, you know, you should be yelling at the people who didn't get me a job, not at me. That's what I should have said.
Well, that's true. I guess what I find incredible is that he has never acknowledged the fact that it was because of your little fling with him that you lost your job, you've been miserable, and you have never, ever been anything but punished. And he's had no problem with this at all.
The closest he's come to that is he just kept apologizing.
Also, maybe that is his way of apologizing.
I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, right. You know how I feel about this. I feel very strongly that he should be thanking his lucky stars left, right, and center that you are who you are, and you're a very unusual person. Most people going through what you've gone through would have said, hey, you and the horse you rode in on, and let me call the National Enquirer, or,
yeah,
you know, you are the farthest thing from that kind of person, and he has no clue how lucky he is. I mean, how did he know? How did he know that you weren't taping his wacko conversation with you at 4 in the morning?
I
mean, it amazes me that somehow he knows.
He said to me, he said, I've never been worried about you. I've never been worried that you would do something to hurt me.
Well, he's right, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
He's very right. But then he has no business yelling at you and saying, if I had known what kind of person you were in the beginning, I wouldn't have gotten involved with you.
I'm going to make him take that back. That hurt my feelings.
I think he said it in a moment of total anger.
Came in the little motorcade he rode in on. I'm going to say that to him. I'm going to go, you know what? And the motorcade you rode in on, buddy.
God, it's terrible. Look, this too shall pass.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. There will be a time when you will look up back on this with bittersweet memory, but my...
Yeah, it'll probably be in about 30 years.
I really, at this point, hope that when you go to New York, you can really put him behind you.
Oh, I won't be able to. I mean, it's going to take me a long time. It took me a long time to